By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Thank you, Lord, for who you are to us. Thank you, Lord, for your presence with us. You have declared yourself in this season of your fullness that you are this God indeed. We know you. We long for all of you. We want to experience you as our God indeed. Somebody shouted, this God indeed. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9, Message Translation, was a scripture that God gave to me, and he said, I introduced myself to the ecclesial movement that in this season of my fullness, for everyone's flow, I shall be this God indeed. And look at that scripture. Know this. Someone say, I know. Someone say, I will know. And I have known. Shout it, I know God. God, your God, is God indeed. Lift up your right hand and shout. God, your God, is God indeed. A God you can depend upon. He keeps his covenant of loyal love with those who love him and observe his commandments for 1,000 generations. This God indeed. Lift up your two hands to him. Who is this God? No one like him. No one like him. No one like him. No one like him. Now lift up your voice to him yourself. Lord, I want to know you as God. I want to know you as my God indeed in this season. I want to experience you as my God indeed in this season. I want to witness you as my God indeed in this season. The ageless God, dieless God, weariless, changeless God, all-sufficient God. I want to know you as my God indeed this season. That you show up, you manifest yourself, you be exalted, you be glorified. I want to experience you in a new way. I want you to touch every part of my life and transform me indeed by your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Before you get seated, what is that thought in your heart? What is that desire in your heart? What is that agitation in your heart? What could that expectation be in your heart in this first life service, life in fullness experience? Lord, I've come. Oh, that thou wouldest. Oh, that thou mightest. Oh, that thou wouldest see. Oh, that thou wouldest stretch forth your hands towards this direction of my life. Oh, that thou can visit me and answer me and quiet every storm in my heart and bring light to every darkness and give me peace at last. Lift up your voice and talk to God this morning. He had never called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. Every coming before him, it's for a purpose. Talk to God. Oh, that thou wouldest give me direction. Lord, I need direction. I don't know the way to go. Only you can satisfy. Only you can bring direction. Lord, I'm confused. Lord, I need an answer. Show me, instruct me. Teach me and guide me. Help me, Lord. You know me just as I am. I want to be a better person. I desire something stronger than ever before. Oh, Father, how I long to know you more. How I long to walk with you more. How I long to be closer to you. Lord, I'm tired of trying to make things work myself. I want to drop all these agitations and struggles and enter your rest indeed. I seek you for rest. You showed me in FFF on Thursday, according to that scripture in Matthew 11:28, the passion, that you are my oasis. That is who I want you to be. That you bring me to a place of stillness and rest. That you bring me to a place of peace. I'm tired of jumping up and down, making wrong decisions. I'm tired of not being stable in my walk with you, in my relationship with men, in my duty, in my assignment as a man, as a woman, as a husband, as a wife, as a child. Lord, I'm tired of all these results that does not show that I am your son, I'm your daughter. Oh, that I might experience your fullness indeed. No more half measure, oh God. No more half measure, oh God. I can't come in vain. Send me your word. Send me your presence. Send me strength. Let light shine upon my path. I'm tired of walking in darkness. Bring me into the reality of your will for my life. As I look unto you, they look unto you, they were not ashamed. I look unto you, Lord. Let your radiant light shine upon me. I look unto you, Lord. Father, I've probably made up my mind that no more religion again. I want to have a deep relationship with you. This is what I came for. This is the beginning of it all. I want something better, Father. I want something better. I knew how I started last season. Suddenly at the middle of the season, I've lost every ounce of spiritual drive and zest. No more, Jesus. There's something I desire. There's something I long for. There's something I crave for. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Place your right hand on your chest, every precious one. Lord, we have come again, Lord. And all we seek is a new you. You brought us into a new season. We want to know you far better than we've ever known you before. Therefore, Lord, satisfy our longing souls. Let the power in your presence bring healing to everyone today. Let light and direction answer for everyone today. Let this day mark indeed a new beginning. And I decree, Lord, every blessedness and inheritance of your people in this season, by your word in your presence today, it shall be delivered. And no one shall return the same. Thank you, Father. We give you glory and we give you praise. Lift up your two hands and shout, flow! Glory to God. Go ahead and welcome 4-7 people in the name of Jesus. You're welcome. You're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome. Welcome that person with every love of Christ. Welcome that person, you're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you, Father. Amen. Tell that neighbor it's a pleasure to begin this new season in the Lord. It's a pleasure to be standing by your side. I love you. I know that this season will deliver to you everything that God has for you. Amen. Tell that neighbor, flow. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Father. Let's look at that Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9 message again. I welcome every one of you in the name of the Lord. As we begin knowledge again. God will prove himself as God in your life. That amen is not good for you. God will prove himself as God. That amen will not help you. That God, this God, our God, will prove himself as God in your life. Hear me, sir. When God begins to say that he is God indeed, you know what it suggests? It suggests there will be many confrontations. That at the end of the day, you will be able to say that it is God indeed. I therefore decree that every time that confrontation will come, God will prove himself as God indeed. When I heard this, when he said to me, he said, hey, I introduced myself as this God indeed. I wrote, is God indeed. He said, it will be obvious. This God indeed. That is, this is God at work. This is the proof that God is here. This is the proof that, hey, if it had not been God, you would have been messed up. I therefore decree ahead of you that in the name of Jesus, when the enemy will come against you like a flood, all that they will see is your God indeed. There will be so much that everyone will admit over your life. That everything about you suggests God. It doesn't matter what may come your way. It doesn't matter what the enemy had planned or plotted. By the authority of heaven, I stand to affirm today that by the end of this season of his fullness, it shall be obvious that God is on your side. It shall be obvious that heaven is on your side. It shall be obvious that Trinity is on your side. It shall be obvious that flow is on your side. If you believe it, somebody shall flow. You may be seated, everyone. And that scripture said, know this. Know this. Know it. Something will show. Did you hear what I said? Something, sir. Something will show. And it's so beautiful. He said, know this, colon, God. Not know this, trying to explain. Not know this, trying to find a way out. Know this, God. It will be obvious. No debate, no argument. No contention, no rivalry. That God will be God in your life. Now, write on in your note that this first Sunday of his fullness, God must be God. God must be God. I must be, you must be a product of Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9 message that this God is God indeed. He will manifest his love. He will show his covenant that he made with you and your family. And he will prove himself as God indeed forever. Glory to God. You will flow this season. Yeah. October 2019. What time is it? It's time to be instructed. Time to be instructed. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 20. Hear counsel and receive instruction. That thou mayest be wise in thy later end. meaning instruction, will bring you to that end. What is that end? The end of its fullness for you. The end that will culminate in your flow. For those of us that were now around on Thursday, you miss and you keep missing. So make up your mind that Thursday is not a negotiation for you. The fullness flow fellowship is real, is strong. Because God brings us into his mind and his agenda. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 9, Solomon further said by the Spirit of God, give instruction to a wise man and he will yet be wiser. Say, teach a just man and he will increase in learning. It's time to be instructed. How many of us went through the newsletter? Let me see your hand. What was the newsletter talking about? Instructions. What they are. This is God's idea for his instructions over us as sons and daughters. Why is God demanding this of us? What does God have in mind for us to be instructed? Please understand, the season of his fullness, you don't know about it. The season of his fullness is not about you meeting God and telling God what should be. It's what God has made up his mind over. So it becomes essential that you know the details of how to experience that fullness. That's why it's beginning with us. Time to be instructed. Remember, he said to us that all the months in the season of his fullness, a time tag is what? Time tag. So the first month, October, is time to be instructed. Now, why are these instructions crucial? What are they? Number one, I show you five of them, and I tell you specifically the things that God is saying to us. Number one, they are life. They are life. Simply put, they are your life. Understand this, your life is at stake. Instructions are your guarantee for the life that God demands of you, that God wants to bring you and I into in this season. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 13, it says, take fast hold of instruction, let them not go. Keep her, she is thy life. Instruction is your life. Don't joke with this season. Instruction is your life. Whatever he tells you to do, beloved, do it. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 23. He said, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. The intent of instructions. The light of instructions. The directions of instructions. They are the way of life. You don't know how to live accordingly in this season of his fullness. So these instructions, they are life for you. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 17, beloved. He is in thy way, in the way of life, that keepeth instruction. He is in the way of life. Lift up your right hand and say, hey, I keep instruction. Therefore, I am in the way of life. What a statement. He is, tell me, meaning, show me, meaning, just let me see a man that is keeping instruction. He is in the way of life. He is in the way of life. He cannot see death. He cannot go down. He cannot be defeated. Psalm 119 verse 104, Message Translation. Psalm 119 verse 104, Message Translation. With your instruction, I understand life. Through that, I escape false propaganda. I'm not confused. Do you understand? Listen, sir. Listen, sir. If you are confused as a believer, it's your fault. With instruction, you understand life. You escape false propaganda. You're because you're not living in falsehood. You know what God wants. You know what God has said. If he said it's the season of his fullness for your flow, if anything is contrary to it, you know that it's a false propaganda. Someone said, here. Yeah. It's not true. You understand life. Stop struggling this season. Tell your neighbor, hey, I won't struggle this season. I embrace instruction. I understand instruction. Therefore, I understand life. I live life in its fullness. Flow! What are these instructions? Number two, God said, not for deliberations. These instructions are not for deliberations. Understand, He knows the end from the beginning. It's not for your discussion. Whatever He says you should do, do. You may not understand. It's for your doing, sir. It's for your doing. Understand. You don't want to see shame. You don't want to see poverty. Hey, the Bible said, Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 18. Ashakabayasa. It's a scripture you mark. You mark strong. I don't want to see poverty. I don't want to see shame. So I embrace instruction. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuses instruction. It's not for my deliberation. Do you understand, sir? Stop struggling. Remember one of the definitions of instructions that was given to us in the newsletter. It is, they are the raw materials for the construction of your life in distinction. So you can't end up less than distinction. I don't like shame. I don't like poverty. Hey, my friend, embrace instruction. Whatever He tells you to do, my friend, do it. You may not understand it over here, but hey, embrace it. Any light, you see, I'm going to show you some things next week. It will bring you to some conclusions that you just understand. That if truly I'm going to live a life as a believer, it's all about instruction. Can I suggest to you, sir, if you truly have a walk with God, and God has not gotten to a point whereby He begins to instruct you on how to live, you have not started. He has not brought you into true sonship then. A true father instructs the son, does not advise. Son, 1, 2, 3, instruction. Not for your debate. Sir, I can't. It's not a debate. It's not a deliberation. Get to a point whereby, sir, it's not, sir. You don't get to a point whereby you deprave the word of God, you debauch the word of God, or debase the word of God. You get to a point whereby the word of God is exalted in your life. Whatever He says to me, I do. John chapter 2, verse 5. You get to that point. It's all about what He wants, not about what I want. 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 20. Message translation. The Spirit of God moved Zechariah, the man of God. And he said, God's word. Why have you deliberately walked away from God's commandment? You can't live this way. If you walk out on God, it will walk out on you. These are my instructions for you. These are my plans for you. Follow it. If you don't follow it, you will just walk in shame and poverty. That's what that scripture said. We saw it. Proverbs 13:18. Make up your mind. I don't want to see shame. I don't want to end up in poverty. No lack, no want. I don't want it. Then embrace instruction. Don't deliberate on it. Number three. What are they? He said, not to be weighed or subverted. Don't weigh God's word. Don't weigh God's word. Don't weigh God's word. How will it happen? Can it actually happen? This thing is tough. How am I able to get it? Get it done. Don't take it as ordinary words. Don't take God's word as ordinary words. Don't take God's word lightly. Tremble at His word. Have reverence for God's word. Don't subvert it. Don't sideline it. This one is not for me, this one's for them. No, sir. All is for us. It's very important. For Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. You know, the content of that scripture is so beautiful. God told Eli, by divine ordination, I brought myself into a covenant with you. But understand, this is what I'm asking of you. After a while,
Eli lived his life the way he wanted to do it and just subverted God's word. And God began to warn him, Eli, understand. If you take my word lightly, I take you lightly. If you esteem my word, I esteem you. And Eli kept serving God. Now, look at this, sir. Look at this. Eli kept serving God truly, sincerely, with everything within him, but he never took God's word, God's personal instruction to him, with seriousness. For me, if you check very well, that story of Eli is the most devastating story of the scripture. In one day, a whole generation died. First, second, third generation died in one day. And they didn't die the same death. Think about it. Just because one man refused to follow God's instruction. And he served God. So he was still serving God. But what God told him, he never got done. Understand, this life is not your own. It's meant for distinction. If only you embrace instruction. How I desire that everything God will tell you and I in this season of his fullness, we all make up our minds to embrace it in every form. No compromise. We all make up our mind to go for it full length. Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 13. Jeremiah 35, verse 13. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my word, saith the Lord? Are you not going to embrace it? Can't you see what I've said? Can't you see what I've promised? Will you not embrace it? Don't subvert it. I'm going to challenge you and charge you. If he had ever told you something about your life and is asking you concerning this and that this is what I want from you, review it, sir. Review it, ma. In it lies your glory. The reason why you are experiencing some delays and some unnecessary disappointment is not because that the devil is strong and tough. It's simply because you've decided not to follow his instruction verbatim. Trust me, sir. Every destiny has specific instructions. Every movement such as ours has specific instructions. That's what God is asking of you. Hey, I have a plan for you, boy. This is how I want you to live. This is how I want you to operate. This is what I'm expecting from you. Listen to me, sir. God will not change his mind over that. Whatever he had told you before to be doing, get back to it. He will not. Don't be deceived. He will not. In fact, most of the time, see what God will say. What I told you before, get back to it before I tell you the next thing. I don't know why God is not talking to me. He can't talk to you because the last time he spoke to you, you refused. The last time he spoke to you, he said yes, but he never did it. The last time he spoke to you, you said, oh Lord, I agree. Then after a while, you disagree. Yeah. Understand, sir. It's for your good. Number four, they are sent for our making. Instructions are sent for our making. They are for our perfecting. They are for our grooming. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. He said, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. They are not grievous. They are these commandments, they are for our making. They are for our grooming. Understand. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. He said, this word of God is for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17. So that the man of God can be perfect. They are for our perfections. They are for our molding. They are for our processing. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. That is what they are for. Don't struggle, sir. Don't struggle. They are for your making. Peter and all the disciples, after Jesus had gone, the Bible said they began to struggle. They began to struggle. And the thought was this: what did I tell you last? What was the instruction I gave to you last? But blessed be Jesus, the man that will always be there in the day of trouble. Jesus will help you in the day of challenges. In John chapter 21, verse 5 and 6, the Bible said, hey, Jesus got to the scene. Guys, why are you struggling? Stop struggling. Stop struggling. So you see, this fish is available. But until you get to the right side, follow this instruction. He said, cast your net on the right side, verse 6. And they had a great catch. They couldn't even have enough after doing it all night. He knows where everything lies. He knows the best that is for you. He knows the glory that lies ahead of you. The season of his fullness is for your flow. In all his fullness, in all his ramification. But he knows the step you are to take. Why are you struggling, sir? Understand, he knows the step you are to take. It's like a chess game. If you have ever played chess before, do you understand? The master chess players, they know the step. They know the final step ahead. He knows the step. But if you don't follow the path, you won't get to the last checkpoint. Why are you struggling? Why are you letting the devil defeat you consistently? He knows the step you have to take. This thing is for your making. This thing is for your perfection. Lift up your right hand. I embrace instructions. And in the name of Jesus this season, I shall not struggle. I will enjoy God by his instructions. And I will enjoy the fullness. I flow. Don't struggle. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 33. He said, hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Hear instruction, be wise, refuse it not. Why? Because kings reign by it. Verse 15 of that same scripture. Proverbs 8:15. Verse 16 says, and princes decree justice. They rule and reign. Nobody reigns without instruction. Number five, why are these instructions crucial? What are they for us? Number five, to bring us all into his agenda for us this season. To bring us all into his agenda for us this season. He has seen the end. He has set everything. He has prepared everything. Psalm 32 verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. And I will guide thee with my eyes. Glory to God. I will instruct you. I will teach you. I will lead you in the way to go. I will guide you. What a statement. I will guide you. I will instruct you. I'm the one that created the path. So I will instruct you. I will lead you. I will guide you. Because your fullness at the end of the day is for my own glory. Say the Lord. Everything that happens to you, that will happen to you, is for my own glory. This is God's will. So I will guide you. I will instruct you. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 20 amplified. Proverbs 19:20. It says, hear counsel and receive instruction. And accept correction that you may be wise in the time to come. Did you get that? In the time to come. That by the end of this season, it will be obvious that you are the one that God had prepared this season for. If you are the person I'm talking about, let that amen be the loudest. Do you understand? It's very important. Now, look up everybody. You see, one of the scriptures that brought us into the fullness of time, which was what WAP was all about, and the season of his fullness, was Galatians chapter 4. And this was an allegorical communication. God was giving us a picture of how anyone I have said to experience fullness must go through whatever they are to see as fullness. This is how it must be. He said, the child is the heir, but he will never ever experience throne, rulership, kingship, dominion, authority until he grows. If he doesn't grow, he said that he differed not from a slave. He said, but he must go through instructors and tutors and teachings and details. He said, these are the raw material that will bring him into the fullness. He said, and when the fullness of time comes, his sonship will be made manifest. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you like it or not, for this season of his fullness, instructions becomes your greatest guarantee. Greatest guarantee. What has he said? What did he say? What steps am I to take? Walk in it, walk in flow. As simple as that. What are they? Five of them today. Number one. What is God saying to us? All I've done in this first session of the word is to show you why God is asking us to embrace these instructions. What are these instructions in specifics? And I want you to take very close note of them, because they are not my words. These are the words that God said I should communicate to every ecclesian. Please, everyone online, take note of it, because in it lies your glory. We got a very awesome testimony from Dubai all through WAP. You know, it's for everything. You see, you will never ever be confused if it's with God. If you are walking with God, you will never be confused. You know, my desire for you, sir, that before anything happens, God will bring you to the knowing. It gives you a supernatural life. It gives you a supernatural life. That there's nothing that surprises you. You just know. You just know. You're not confused. Are you with me, somebody? You just know. Sir, ma. Understand. There's no wisdom in this thing we are living for, and we are not getting strong. How can the one that made a thing not have a plan for the thing? Two, how can the one that brought a thing into a particular existence not know how the thing should function? Three, how can God, who made you, not have a glorious season for you in this season of his fullness? So if there's any struggle, sir, it will be that you didn't take it to instruction. I've told you, there's no need to see, believe me, sir. And I'm not saying it to encourage other men of God or to discourage others. No. I cannot struggle over this assignment because, one, I know what he sent me for. Two, I know the people he sent me with. Three, I know everything he has in store. The timing, the placement, everything. The gospel to preach. Intentionality class is not a make-believe thing or copy and paste. No. Because he has a pattern. He has a pattern for the work. So we are not confused. Sir, do you understand? He has brought us into the season of his fullness. I know how the season of the fullness will be. I know where we are going to. So, what do we need to do? What does he want of us? Then we embrace it. Because hear me, sir, God loves us so much that he doesn't want us to be defeated by the devil. Neither does he want us to struggle for nothing. Understand, beloved. Christianity is beautiful. Christianity is not a guesswork. Christianity is not a myth. It can't be. I had an experience some few weeks ago, and he gave me a song, and that song just came from, it was terrifying. Just two, three line song. unknowingly, you are God. Unknowingly, do you understand? Unknowingly, you are God. What's the summary? I just found myself walking. And it's this path. Other paths, no. Just follow. And I got there. Unknowingly, you are God. You are God. He will be God. Understand, my brother. He will be God. He will be God. Understand God's plan. If it is His path He has placed you in. Hear me? Remember the mystery of predestination? Hey, He never told you that evil would not come. It will come, but you will overcome. At the end of the day, all things will work together for your good. But if it is not His part, you will be the one binding the devil. The devil is not a factor. Understand. The devil is not a factor. Tell him anytime you see him. He's not a factor. By the time we go through spiritual warfare, you understand. You just yaying nonsense. Most of the time, the spiritual battles that men face, they are not actually their battles. Because you've refused to follow God's instruction, so you begin to embrace what is not your own. And then therefore, you are subverted. The devil just cheats you for nothing. Unknowingly, you are God. Ah, I surrender. I'm not going to join them to struggle. Unknowingly, as I keep following, I may not understand. I still wept before God this morning. Lord, you know I'm a child. Just understand the childishness of my life. Don't think I'm a big boy. I'm a child. So I will need instruction per time. Must never get to a point in my life where I say, hey, I can do it on my own. For it's not a man that walketh to direct his steps. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. Number one, instruction. What is our God saying to us? These are not my words. I'll just give you five of them and then we'll go on in this service. What is our God saying to us? He said, number one, cultivate and treasure my presence. Cultivate and treasure my presence. Every Ecclesian, hear ye the instruction of God in this season of His fullness. Boy and girl, man, woman, God is saying that you cultivate and treasure His presence. He said, because it is an atmosphere you must live in. Mama Nio Sute Susupra Kabaye Shaparandesta. It is an atmosphere you must live in. Cultivate and treasure His presence. It's an atmosphere you must live in. He said, I should tell you. He said, love coming to me. He said, the more you come, the more you are rubbed into me. You are rubbed into me. He said, you begin to smell me and carry me. Come to me in service. Come to me in fellowship. Come to me on your own. The more you come, cultivate and treasure. Do you understand? Look up, sir. Look up. Look up, man. Look up. Look up. Let me tell you what God is saying. As simple. See, never again despise His presence. You are in your office. Yeah, there's a consciousness that God is ever with you. But see what God is saying. Cultivate, treasure my presence. Father, thank you today. Your presence is here. I enjoy you all through today. I embrace you. You brought yourself into a consciousness. And that consciousness stays with you all through that day. You're about to start a meeting. Probably you are the one in charge. Shall we pray? Do you understand? Cultivate. Treasure my presence. Hear what He said to me. And this is very profound. He said, there's a lot difference between my presence and my power. He said, I should tell you, because you got power in WAP now. You scatter chair, you float, something landed on you. He said, there's a lot difference between my presence and my power. Operating in power does not guarantee my presence with you. He said it. He said it, and I've said it before, but it's his instruction, so you can take note. Operating in power does not guarantee. Write it down, and take note of this. Operating in power does not guarantee my presence with you. So my presence is crucial. Cultivate, treasure this thing. God is with me. I'm conscious of it. He cannot leave me. I'm conscious of it. Cultivate it. It's an habit. Treasure it. You know, as you begin to treasure God's presence, so you will not let anybody dabble around you. You know that if sin comes around you, it's going to get God off. So you begin to treasure it. Wrong things, do you understand? No, I can't afford this. This is costly. Psalm 63, Message translation from verse 1. Hey, the Bible said this was the Psalm of David when he was in the wilderness. He said, God, you are my God. I can't get enough of you. Kabayasha. I've worked up such hunger and thirst for God. Now, do you understand? I worked it up. I cultivated it. It's a presence of God that I desire. Verse 2 said, so here I am in the place of worship, eyes open, drinking in your strength and glory. Cultivate.
Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Matchless love and beauty and lovely worth. Nothing in this world will satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Your presence is heaven to me. Do you understand? Make God's presence heaven to you.
Look up, sir. Look up. Look up. Look up. You were in your car. Suddenly, probably you didn't feel God. Because for you, God is a feeling. Follow me. You got to church. International IT class. To you now also, you didn't feel God. Suddenly. Lift up your two hands. Oh. Do you understand? It's not a feeling. The presence of God is what you cultivate. I'm conscious, sir. I'm conscious of God's presence 24/7. It's not that God left and God came back. Is a consciousness. I'm conscious that even when I'm watching football, it's there. That's why I can still talk about scriptures. We're a generation that drives for power. But God is saying, hey, you can actually be enjoying power and not carry my presence. You know what that means? It means my presence carries everything, including power. So understand what you're looking for. Cultivate and treasure God's presence. It's an habit that you and I must begin to apply ourselves to. Number two, he said, pay attention to yourself. He said, pay attention to yourself, on yourself, to yourself and on yourself. He said this, things around you change when you change. Is his instruction. Things around you will change when you change. Meaning, if you don't change, things will not change. So you make up your mind in this season of his fullness. I've got to change. He said to me, for this is the secret to lasting changes in your life. As you keep changing upwardly, positively, everything around you will keep changing. This is God's instruction for us. Never forget, he said, new wine can never be put in old wine skin. There must be a new version of you. Write that down. There must be a new version of me. There must be a new version of you. The old you cannot get to have the new things that you are supposed to have. Oh, Lord, help me. Lord, have mercy. The old you cannot get to have the new things that you're supposed to have in this season. Precious ones, take note of this. You want change? You change. That's what God is saying. He has placed that responsibility on us. Change. Change the way you talk. Change the way you reason. Change the way you do things. Change your circle of friends. Change your demeanors. Change your dispositions. Change your approach to life. Stop being careless. Fight simplicity. That is, get rid of ordinariness. Change the way you do things. For the first time in your life. Don't expect a miracle. You want something better in your office and you keep going late. What is God saying? Change. Until you change, nothing changes. Mark chapter 2 verse 22. That's when Jesus Christ said, you don't put new wine into old wineskin. He said it will spill, it will destroy. It will be wasted. It will be burst off. It will be lost. New wine calls for new skin. NLT said so. New wine calls for new bottle. New vessel, new wineskin. It's a new season. It calls for a new approach. Someone say, yeah. Change, brother. Push away the old consciously. Push it away. No more. I'm not going to get involved in this thing again. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18. Said, hey, remember not the things of old. Get it off. NLT said, but forget all that. It's nothing compared to what I'm going to do. Someone say, I agree, Lord. It's nothing compared. Get rid of that old. Embrace the new. This is God's counsel. Embrace the new. Number three. He said, I should tell you, do away with anything that is not going your direction. When he said this, this was very strong. Do away with anything and anyone that is not going in your direction. Do away with anything and anyone that is not going in your direction. He said, if you do this, see how your journey will go smoothly. See how your journey will go smoothly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And he gave me Jonah chapter 1, verse 15. TLB. Kalabaya setetetetes. Kayabaya sataya dadadas. Let's look at that scripture together. Read. One to go. Stop. One, two, read, go. Sir, see, this is the third one I'm giving you. None of them were my scriptures. I've decided not to start from here. He just gave the scripture. I'm speaking in tongues. I'm not asking the Lord to give instruction. He will say, instruction four, write with the scripture. Do away. Do away means do away. Get rid means get rid. When he gave the scripture, I didn't check the scripture immediately. He said, you ride on eagle's wings. Meaning, there will be Jonah's present things. If you get them off your boat, you enjoy the smooth journey and you will ride on eagle's wings. Suggesting, ahead of you, sir, in this season of his fullness, Jonah's are there. I decree in the name of Jesus that you'll be sensitive enough to discover the Jonah in your boat. Now listen, these sailors have been sailing for years, but they found themselves in something unbelievable. Thank God for the design of spirit. Thank God for the honesty of Jonah. And Jonah said, I'm the problem actually. You throw me out, you see smoothness. How can you explain? They threw him out, everything calm. They threw him out. They gained the speed. The days that they had lost, they recovered. This is God's word. I repeat what he said. Do away with anything and anyone that is not going your direction. And see how your journey will go smoothly. Jonah chapter 1 verse 15, TLB, say, you ride on eagle's wings. There's wisdom in God's direction and instruction, beloved. You ride on eagle's wings. I had a revelation sometimes beginning of this year. And I saw houses, different houses. Different houses and different people. And I heard this voice saying, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. After a while, that voice said, now, engage your spirit for direction. And one thing I discovered was that that grace did not allow me to look at other houses and other people. I kept going. I journeyed for long. Suddenly, I saw a house. And when I saw the house, massive, on my looking back, you know what happened, sir? I discovered that I was not actually walking in a path that there were no houses. I saw there were a lot of other houses. So I said, how come I didn't see them? He said, because you engage your spirit. If you didn't engage your spirit, you will have entered another person's house and you will have mingled with other people that are not going to where you're going to. And as I got to the entrance of that massive mansion, you know what he said to me? He said, you will meet destiny. I said, what is destiny? He said, you will meet yourself to direct yourself. And I stand before God, not to lie to you. And I knocked at the door and I saw Victor Oluwadamlare. And he said, you are welcome. This is this year. I won't tell you the year. This is where you're going now. This is what has happened. Now, go off. Remove everything. This is the dress you have to wear. And this is the shoe you have to wear. Now, this is the journey. In the house, there were other houses in the house. And there were doors in the house. When everything was over, he said, this is the journey of every man's life. Be careful. Don't let Jonah remove you. Don't get yourself entangled in people that are not going to where you are going. You will sink. You have to glide on eagle's wing. The journey is to be smooth. What nonsense. How can you be setting your life on a path of confusion? Fear caught me. I saw myself. Engage your spirit. Engage. That is why you need to grow. FFF for you is not an option. He brought it to one service and you're still playing careless. Understand? We are raised as solution, not to look for solution. There are two different things, though. So you better understand. Don't struggle for nothing, my brother. God has plans for us. This journey is smooth. Don't struggle. Don't struggle, sir. Don't struggle. Engage your spirit. Fight against anything and anyone that will bring your spirit into dampening. Fight against anything, anyone. You saw how you nearly missed it last season. Thank God for how WAP revamped you. There are some things now you drop. There are some people you drop. You delete. We couldn't see you on WhatsApp again. I've changed. I've left. What happened? No. Enough of weapon of mass destruction. I know where I'm going to. Can't you? Why are you allowing people to play with you? Why are you allowing people to toy with your destiny? A destiny of glory. I can imagine Jesus in his generation. How that one small boy of his age will tell him, let's go and play with one girl. Can you imagine? See how careless you are also. Can't you see the life you ought to live? You find yourself, how can you at this age now find yourself sitting with people discussing nonsense? You ask the conclusion of the discussion, is it making sense? No. Is it adding to you? No. He said it's taking from you and it's adding evil spirit to you. Because there's no neutral. And you sit down with carelessness. And you're not, sir, I will slap some of you this season. Give you slap. If I hear pop, if I hear it in my spirit, you are gone. Discussions that are, do you understand, that are not building you up. Jonah! Don't forget that scripture, sir. Jonah 1:15. Don't forget. It's supposed to be a smooth ride. You are struggling for nothing. There's no reason to struggle. You are suffering for nothing, my brother. There's nothing to suffer. There's something better that God has in store. If only you can embrace this. I beg you. I beg you. The season of His fullness is full. It's full. No half measure. Don't suffer for anything. Settle with what God has said. Embrace God's instruction. In it lies your glory. You can't afford to keep doing the same thing the same way. Some of us is just like that revelation, that part of the revelation. He needs to derobe you. He needs to remove many things off you. You can't keep contending with God. I need to change your shirt. Say, no, I like that shirt. The shirt you've been sweating since for the past 3 seasons. I need to change your setup. No. I can't leave that person. We just have to be together. What is wrong with you? You want to sink? Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Those people will have died if they didn't drop Jonah. You want to hear the irony? If Jonah still asked for mercy, Jonah will have been the only one that will have been rescued. Use your head. Carelessness. Do you understand, sir? Carelessness. Because Jonah had an assignment. So it can be two sides. It can be two sides, my brother. It can be two sides. So you better understand and know what you are doing with your life. He said, you are to ride on eagle's wings. It's not a song. It's not what someone said. He said it. He said, you are to ride on eagle's wings. Say, the journey is to be smooth, but you must get rid of anything and anyone that is not going to where you are going to. Rise your feet. This is the word of God. Lift up your two hands to heaven, sir, in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking tongues right now. Speaking tongues. Lift up your two hands to heaven in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking tongues. Rate pande kapare doshita. It's not the ordinary tongues of men. It's the tongues of your spirit. Engage your spirit. Remember the teacher of the Holy Spirit, the one that taught us in the Holy Spirit this morning. It takes your spirit, the Holy Spirit, to power your spirit. The human spirit cannot function without the Holy Spirit. Brother, pray. Sister, pray. Speak in tongues right now. Shinda barato sedananada. Ikobrandi gazeta. Eshera bande. Isombredeande. Imbrengantanda baye. La sete. Lesubrante tete. Ibragabaya shida balanda. Speak in tongues, my brother. Ibrendela boshiraba. Isbendele katanda. Radembandela bendosa. Regatanda da da bayasha. Igeroto sete tete. Engage your spirit. Engage your spirit. That's what he told me. And I'm telling you right now, engage your spirit. Engage your spirit. Engage your spirit. Engage your spirit. Lift up your voice.
Worship Him and embrace life. Worship Him and embrace strength. Worship Him and embrace a new song. Worship Him and embrace the first and the last. That is who He is. And I worship You, Lord. Worship Him and disown foolishness. It must not be said of you and I that we are still walking in foolishness in this season. One more time, I worship You for life. Lord, I worship You. Now lift up your voice and make confessions this morning. I worship God for life. I walk out of foolishness. I worship God for life. I operate in wisdom. Lift up your voice. I operate in wisdom. No more foolishness. I operate in wisdom. No more carelessness. This is not the time to pray. This is the time to make positive confessions. It's not the time to pray. This is the time to Aithio. I taught you on Thursday. You call it forth. You call it out. In the name of Jesus. He said in that John 15 verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. It is meno. When you come to agreement with God's word. He said you will begin to call for things. Aithio. And it shall be done. Genomai. Somebody make creation by your confession. Make creation by your confession in this season of his fullness. I am not foolish. This season of his fullness. I walk in the authority of wisdom. I know what to do. I embrace instruction. I denounce and disconnect from every act of foolishness in my life. I come to terms with what God has said. I come to terms with what God has spoken. I come to terms with what God has declared. I come to terms with what God has endorsed. I come to terms with what God has declared. I walk in light. Somebody declare this. No more foolishness. It shall not be said that I'm still in darkness. It shall not be mentioned that I'm still in confusion. It shall not be said that I'm still frustrated. This is the path that God has chosen for me. I and my children and everyone connected with me, we shall walk in the light of life. We embrace this light of life. This is the life that God has separated us for. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, we see it as we say it. We see it as we say it. I birth wisdom in this new season. Lift up your voice and make these confessions. I birth wisdom in these seasons. This season of his fullness. I birth wisdom. My thoughts are filled with wisdom. My words are words of wisdom. My products are products of wisdom. My actions are actions of wisdom. In the name of Jesus, I'm exempted from errors. In the name of Jesus, I'm exempted from carelessness. In the name of Jesus, I will not do things twice. Lift up your voice, Ecclesiastes, and pray that now. That is the word of God. I will not do things twice this season. Never. I will not do things twice. I will not do things twice. I do it once. Once and for all. Excellence is produced through me. Excellence is happening through me. Excellence is the result that I generate every time in the name of Jesus. Excellence has become the order of the day in my life. All through this season, I shall have it as God has said. In the name of Jesus, this season, I disconnect from every Jonah, whoever and whatever is Jonah. Because I'm set for a smooth ride. No more slowness. No more sluggishness. Eagle's wings. I will ride on eagle's wings. In the name of Jesus. This season, I'm a wise man by the reason of what I begin to do. Only what God has said, that is what I do. Only what God has spoken, that is what I do. In the name of Jesus, this season is the best season of my life. I will not struggle. In the name of Jesus, I will not struggle. In the name of Jesus, I marry God's word. I embrace God's word. God's word abides in me. It functions through me. It operates in me. In the name of Jesus, no one and nothing will be able to separate me from God's word. In the name of Jesus, the word of God will produce in me what it talks about. I'm a product of the word of God. Anywhere I go, anything I do, whatever I lay my hands on, it must prosper. This is my confession today, because I am made by instructions. I have decided to embrace God's will and follow God's way. Therefore, no more darkness, no more sluggishness, no more slowness in my path. In my path, there is light. In my path, there is increase. In my path, there is progress. In my path, is all fullness. 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 Fullness on every side. In this season, I shall flow by this prophetic word. I shall flow in all dimensions. Lift up your right hand as your symbol of flow. I shall flow in the name of Jesus. I shall flow in the name of Jesus. Anywhere I step into, whatever I do, every plan, every strategy, every agenda, it shall flow. Keep confessing this. Keep declaring this. Appropriate it. Put it in every aspect of your life. It shall flow in the name of Jesus. It shall flow in the name of Jesus. It shall flow in the name of Jesus. Hey, I am enjoying increase, 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 increase till overflow. This is the word of the Lord. I flow. Somebody shall flow. Close your eyes. I bring you into the reality of God's word. That in the name of Jesus Christ, no matter the level you are right now, before the end of this season of His fullness, you will flow. This is God's prophetic word for the ecclesial movement. Flow. I kept hearing flow, 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 flow. For as many as received it, the Bible said to them, the great power to become dunamis, exousia, to produce after what they have received. I decree flow. Whatever was not flowing before, according to the dimension of God, it begins to flow now. Whatever was not operating before, according to the dimension of God, it begins to operate now. I bring you out of that boat that Jonah has resided with you in. And I decree in the name of Jesus, whatever is not consistent with your existence in this season of His fullness, I disconnect you from them. I bring you to everything that God has said, God had promised, God had declared about you. In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands and shout in tongues right now. Shout in tongues. Just sakayata deyata. Ratebati gabayasha. Saterataya. Eratemandeso. Jeradaya. Come out of that limitation. Come out of that restriction. Come out of that restriction. Come out. Come out of the interest. Come out of the pain. Come out of that sickness. Come out of that limitation. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Arise. It's your time to flow, to enjoy His fullness. Come out.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Now hear me well. It will be outright foolishness to be in darkness and try to embrace light. Is that how you denounce darkness and embrace light? Or you stay with darkness and leave light alone? If you are not born again this morning, it's a simple journey. The simplest of them all. It's just a confession. And that's the end. You want to be saved? Lord, no more foolishness. I embrace light. Wherever you are, lift up your right hand and I'll pray for you. You want to be saved? Lift up your right hand and I'll pray for you. God bless 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 you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Place that hand on your chest with every sincerity. God bless you, mama. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. Place that right hand on your chest with every sincerity and pray this prayer after me. Say, Father, this morning, I surrender all to you. Jesus, save me. Forgive me of my sin. Let your blood wash me clean. From today, I declare that I'm saved. I'm a new man in Christ. Thank you for saving me. Amen. For every one of you that prayer, shout it, I am saved! In Jesus' precious name. Now hear me, every one of you that prayed that prayer right now, when you're true, look at that stand. It's called pastoral care. I'll be there waiting for you. I personally will be there. Maybe we're true in the next 17 minutes. Service will be over. I'll be there waiting for you. So you come and meet me there in the name of Jesus. That's the first step into your actualization of every plan of God for your life. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. The stronger that hand, the stronger your hand, the stronger your fullness, the stronger the hand, the strongest of fullness.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.